You're listening to SBS News.
Pyo Zia Tor was a Burmese pro-democracy activist and former politician. Activist Sophia Sarkis says that the execution of 41-year-old Pyo Zia Tor has hit her particularly hard because he was a close friend.
I've been praised, doing the special prayers for him to be free from prison. Obviously, my wish hasn't come true, and I was devastated, and I'm still shocked.
The 41-year-old was executed at the weekend alongside prominent author and pro-democracy activist Kyaw Min Yew, better known as Jimmy. They were both sentenced to death in January for treason and terrorism in a closed-door trial. Two others were accused of killing a woman they suspected was a military informer. Phil Robertson from Human Rights Watch condemned the killings.
Well, it shows the depth of depravity that the Myanmar junta is prepared to descend to in order to try to get control of this situation. They are now executing political prisoners. That's clearly what these people were.
The men had tried to appeal, but their sentence was upheld in June, sparking widespread international concern, including from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. That move considered unusual, with the group rarely criticizing each other's internal affairs.
Well, I think that ASEAN is hopelessly divided. They're really split right down the middle. And the Myanmar junta knows how to play them, and they've been playing them. They've been playing for time. They've been making excuses.
The United Nations Special Rapporteur calling the executions a depraved act and a turning point for the world's response to this crisis. Myanmar's military junta seized power in a coup last year, ousting the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi after her party's second successive landslide victory at the polls. She was detained under house arrest and later jailed on corruption charges. The military has since unleashed a campaign of brutal violence to suppress opposition. More than 100 people have since been sentenced to death, but Myanmar had not carried out an execution for decades until now. It's SBS Burmese executive producer Terrell Ong.
They hope that this resistance will go down, but you know their calculation is very, very wrong. The end game is they want to stay in power. That is a end game. You know they know that it's getting very hard and harder every day.
As a growing people's movement in Myanmar fights for a return to democracy, those in Sydney's Burmese community say the Australian government needs to do more. Sophia Sarkis again.
I wish Australian government should step up and speak out and take action. Australian government has been quiet. My friend is gone, and there's nothing and no one can do to bring him back. But what we can do is we can stop this, and we have to stop this.
Australia has imposed no new sanctions on Myanmar's military general since the coup, despite further moves from the US, the UK and Canada. SBS News has contacted Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong for comment. That story by Cassandra Bain for SBS News. I'm Alan Lee.